A reminder from the NAACP. Make your voice heard and vote April 1st.
Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. George Foreman, the heavyweight boxing champ turned businessman, has died at age 76. Foreman's family made the announcement on social media. BBC's David Harper has more on Foreman's life.
He claimed his first heavyweight title in 1973 in a second-round knockout against Joe Frazier. The following year, Foreman lost the title to Muhammad Ali in one of the most famous fights of all time, the Rumble in the Jungle.
The sum total of me would be different if I'd won that boxing match. I'm not happy about losing, but I'm happy that I had a chance to be in the ring with such a great man.
Foreman took a 10-year break from boxing, becoming a preacher. He returned to the sport later, winning the heavyweight title for a second time when he was 45.
Faced with a loss of federal funding, Columbia University is changing school policies to meet demands made by the Trump administration. CBS News New York reporter Derek Waller is following that.
There's changes to the disciplinary process, including moving the University Judicial Board under the purview of the president's office. There's also a new Office of Institutional Equity with 57 full-time staff to investigate discrimination complaints. Also, a new vice provost will review curriculum dealing with regional studies, starting with the Middle East.
London's Heathrow Airport resumed some flights tonight after being closed down with a power outage most of Friday. An estimated 200,000 travelers were stranded, and CBS News correspondent Ian Lee talked with some of them.
120 planes turned back, while others, closer to the British capital, were diverted to nearby European cities. These college friends who spent their spring break in London are charting a new path back home.
Like, we're flying to Minnesota, but our college is in Iowa. So, like, we're going to fly, like, to my house in Minnesota, and then we're going to drive back to school.
Police aren't sure what caused the fire, but say there's no sign of foul play. Aviation experts say it could take several days to get Europe's busiest airport running smoothly again.
Elon Musk's Doge task force says it's gutting a number of offices in the Department of Homeland Security, including one that protects Americans from unfair searches and treatment.
The Office of Civil Rights and Civil Liberties is there to ensure that civil rights aren't impacted. And so it is deeply troubling to understand that, again, not just from an immigration perspective, but across a 260,000-person workforce at DHS, they're losing such significant capabilities in such a rapid fashion without any kind of successor plan being named to ensure civil rights are protected.
CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd. A search is underway tonight on the St. Johns River near Jacksonville, Florida, after a boat capsized. Two children are said to be among the missing. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Marquette is eliminated. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles losing tonight to New Mexico, 75-66. Marquette finishes with a season record of 23 wins and 11 losses. The Badgers will play Brigham Young tomorrow night in Denver at 6:25. Wisconsin beating the Montana Grizzlies, 85-66. Head coach Greg Gard able to give all of his guys some playing time, including Carter Gilmore, 8 points, 6 rebounds.
Our bench has been one of our strengths throughout the year. We've gotten great contributions off it. You saw Amos tonight. McGee's done that throughout the year. Janicki's done it at times. And then obviously Gilmore.
NBA, the Bucks rolled over the Lakers in L.A. last night, 118-89. Their road trip continues tomorrow night in Sacramento against the Kings. Women's college hockey, number one ranked Wisconsin against Minnesota tonight in the semifinals of the Frozen Four. The winner advancing to the championship Sunday at the Ritter Arena in Minneapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. I don't usually break news here, even if it's entertainment related, but there is always an exception. Vanna White, who has been turning letters on Wheel of Fortune for 43 years, recently disclosed to Drew Barrymore on her talk show that she has worn over 8,000 dresses. That's almost 1,000 more than Pat Sajak recently confessed to wearing. The beloved 68-year-old White says she's never taken a dress home, but the show does lend them out to her occasionally for big events. The wardrobe disclosure comes after White confessed to only working 34 days a year. What is the secret to keeping a show on the air for a long stretch? Many would say is to keep infusing it with fresh talent, whether it be writing, producing, or casting. The Emmy-winning show Only Murders in the Building has adapted that formula as they've added many actors over the years. The most recent addition to the cast will be Christoph Waltz. Variety reports that the two-time Oscar winner will join the show for season 5. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight looks mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, but cooler, highs to the upper 30s. On Sunday, the wind picks up and rain moves into the area. A high in the upper 40s. Some snow Sunday night.
It's 46 right now.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to the economics department chair at UW-Eau Claire about the hit Wisconsin's going to take in Donald Trump's trade war.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome back. So there's this very strange Jessica Wildfire writing about this over at the Sentinel Intelligence, the sentinel-intelligence.net is the website. It's a Substack newsletter. And I'll just quote from a speculation has swarmed the internet on a crucial question, whether Donald Trump will declare martial law in the next 30 days. Now, I realize, you know, for many people, the question is kind of an abstraction. You know, it hasn't been done since the Civil War, I don't think. And I'm not even sure that Abraham Lincoln declared civil war during the, or he declared the Insurrection Act and martial law during the Civil War. But I am not a scholar of that era in America's history. So, you know, let somebody else inform you about that. But this is not something that should be taken lightly. I mean, declaring a state of emergency or martial law in the United States, allowing the army to ignore posse comitatus, to ignore the law that says that the army can't turn their guns on American citizens or, you know, people in the United States, I think it would be just a huge, huge mistake. And this right after taking office, writes Jessica, Trump tasked the Secretaries of Defense and Homeland Security to make a recommendation on invoking the Insurrection Act, which allows him to declare martial law and deploy the military against American citizens. April 20th, she writes, just happens to be Hitler's birthday, which adds fuel to the growing anxiety that something awful will happen that day. So, is it going to happen? And what's the point? I think these are excellent questions, and, you know, not sure exactly where we're going to go with that. Nate, did you pull the video for the Lincoln Project? Okay, all right. We'll get to that one on, you know, a little later on. It's a YouTube topic two for hour two. Crazy alert. We were always against it. This is one of those just, you know, they were having this conversation on Fox News's show The Five, and Jessica Tarlov. She is the liberal that they occasionally have on Fox, who actually does just a great job. I mean, she's this generation's Alan Combs. Alan Combs is my colleague and friend, has passed away, but, you know, she's just doing a great job. And she said, when I hear Republicans out there talking about their plan for education in America, I don't hear them talking about making sure disabled kids have access to public education. I don't hear them talking about empowering disabled kids. And Greg Gutfeld jumps in and says, because we're against it. And she says, I know you are, and thank you for admitting it in such public forum. Yeah, they you know, they're against disabled kids getting an education in the United States. This is a eugenics worldview. You know, Trump is always talking about he's got the best genes and he wants people to have the best genes and he's all about, and you know, this is white supremacy language. The eugenics movement, you know, in the 1920s in the United States, you know, kill off the inferior people and the inferior races. And they were, you know, I wrote a book about this, A Hidden History of American Healthcare. Where you had Frederick Hoffman come over here from Germany back in the 1890s or 1880s, and travel around the United States right up until the 1940s, preaching this idea that if we just withheld health care from black people, it would solve the race problem in America, because they'd all die out because they're genetically inferior, according to Hoffman. That was actual American policy up until the 60s in many places. And, you know, now we've got basically, apparently Fox News endorsing that. It's amazing. The National Center for Education Statistics found in May of 2024, roughly 15% of all public school students in America are benefiting from special education services. Most of them provided by the Individuals with Disabilities and Education Act, IDEA, or IDEA, which is administered by the Department of Education. What the hell happened? You know, I'm not sure anybody knows right now, but we'll find out. So, all right, let's pick up some phone calls here. And David in Milwaukee. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you do. I consider you to be a national treasure. Three things, and I promise I'll be quick. One thing I haven't heard addressed is how in this year, 2025 and 2026, the last of the baby boom generation are going to be either on Social Security or eligible for it. And these are this is a good chunk of these people are the same people who, you know, marched against the Vietnam War and went to Woodstock.
Yep.
And now we got this vote, you know, what I consider to basically be a vulgar South African carpetbagger telling this largest demographic that their money belongs to him. He might be using those words, but that's what he's, you know.
Yeah, Tim Walz calls him a South African Nepo baby or Nepo baby. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, he's an opportunist. He's a, you know, an interloper. He's all those things. He's damn good at it. I'll give him that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, where's the outrage? I mean, I know it's out there, but
it's growing.
You know,
I mean, even Democrats are having a problem with their town halls because people are showing up going, why the hell are you fighting?
Exactly. So he's, you know, I'm certainly there should not be violence or property damage. I would never encourage that. But, you know, the difference is that it's a lot easier to have a fire in your belly when you're in your 20s and 30s versus when you're, you know, you're 60 and older.
Yeah.
But second, the 10 Democrats who censured Al Green, that to me is just absolutely, I know you've heard it before, but that is just beyond disgraceful.
Yeah, I completely agree.
And I think that those people should, you know, wear that like a scarlet letter of the rest of their careers, because
we all know
the Republicans.
I'm with you, David. Out of courtesy to the other people who are waiting, and sometimes people wait, you know, an hour or more to get on the air. We try to limit people to one topic per call. So I'm going to cut you off there. But thank you. Those are both good ideas. Roger in Seattle. Hey, Roger, what's on your mind today?
I told the call screener I'd keep it to a minute, but I couldn't help but add one book. It may be a book series. Are you familiar with Alice Rivlin?
The name sounds familiar. I'm not sure I've ever read it.
Well, she's a very famous former vice chair of the Federal Reserve and OMB head.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. During
Obama, right?
No. Turner, before the aughts. Clinton administration,
okay.
But she wrote a book that will very much help us during the media age, because she wrote the series that she wrote is called Systemic Thinking,
mm-hmm.
and for all of the domestic side of the government, so that use facts to counter the politicians that, like Trump, that just use hearsay.
Mm-hmm.
So I highly recommend that in your book series.
Mm-hmm.
So what I told the screener is what I've mentioned before about maybe in your thinking about supporting your wife and her very humorous lyrics, what about Key and Peele? Do a riff on what Key and Peele did about your mama so fat type jokes. Why not do the Trump and Vance are so weird, ... So
right.
Trump throws food on the wall, so maybe that's the what reason that visitors to the White House are putting poop on the walls. Vance and his sofa, the little hands, the pee-pee tapes, baby Trump balloons here in Seattle.
Well, she's listening,
there's
Roger.
A lot
thanks,
of good humor
thanks.
Out there.
Yeah, thanks for the ideas. We'll see what Louise thinks about that. I appreciate it. It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth, J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you. Did you know scammers can literally steal your home right out from under you? The FBI calls it house stealing, and it's a growing real estate scam targeting American homeowners. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Their million-dollar triple lock protection helps keep your home and equity safe. Here's what you get. Immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there are any changes, and if fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. And here's the best part. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock to give you a free title history report so you can find out if you're already a victim and access your own personal title expert, a $250 value just for signing up. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use my promo code TOM250, T-H-O-M-250, or click on the link in the description. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code TOM250, to get the protection and peace of mind you deserve.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Earl Ingram.
Do you live your life in fear, man? Republicans continue to lead people to believe the boogeyman's coming to get you. It's those immigrants. It's people of color. They're coming to get your babies. Never mind. You live in River Hills, where there's very little crime, if any. What are you afraid of, man? Nobody's coming to get you. And yet, people buy into that foolishness.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
More farm-related programs being canceled. Those affect more than $1 billion in purchasing local food from farmers for food banks.
These types of programs, it gets high-quality food to people who need it at an affordable price. It's a win-win-win, and it's just a really good investment in these rural economies.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on waukradio.com/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
In 33, a nation's cry, a parliament set ablaze. Leaders seize the fear and flame, democracy's final days. Will history repeat once more, a crisis as the key?
This is the big question. I mean, are we going to have a repeat of 9/11, some kind of an attack on America that Trump would use to declare a state of emergency? Or does he even need, you know, something like that? I mean, we'll have to wait and see. But this is something that concerns me terribly. The Lincoln Project has put together an absolutely amazing ad. It's called The Wall. And it's just 60 seconds. I want to play most of it here. Here it is.
Once, Americans knew which side of freedom versus tyranny was our national commitment.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Not anymore.
We're going to build a wall. It's going to be built.
Donald Trump stands on the other side of the wall, where evil lives.
No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want.
Is this who we are, America? Abandoning the freedom fighters to help restore an evil empire to domination?
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
That made us proud to be an American.
Build that wall! Build that wall! Build that wall!
Donald Trump standing with Vladimir Putin shames what it means to be an American. Which side of the wall are you on? Freedom or might makes right? America or Donald Trump?
There you go. Which side of the wall are you on? America or Donald Trump? Whoa. All righty. Yeah, picking up your calls here, Mark in Sauk City, Wisconsin. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Yeah, it occurs to me, and I think I've said this before, this kind of reminds me of what I read in a book on the Confederacy, the mouthings and ramblings of this George Fitzhugh, and he maintained that the Confederate rebellion, they called it the Southern Revolution, and it was a solemn protest against the Reformation, the excesses of the Reformation, of a Reformation run mad, a solemn protest against the doctrines of natural liberty, human equality, and the social contract as taught by Locke and the American sages of 1776, an equally solemn protest against the doctrines of Adam Smith, Franklin, Say, Tom Paine, and the rest of the infidel political economists who maintain that the world is too much governed.
Mark, when you just read something, I just kind of glaze over. What are you trying to say?
Well, it's George Fitzhugh. He said that the Southern Revolution was a rejection of the doctrines of natural liberty, human equality, and
right,
the social contract.
Was.
And I see that that's what they're doing today. I mean, they're rejecting the social contract.
I agree. This is the Confederacy rising again, and it's not a coincidence that Trump wants to rename military bases against Southern generals. He wants to bring some of these statues of these guys out of mothballs. He wants to put them back on America on websites. At the same time, he's canceling black people and queer people from military websites. I mean, yeah.
It's just absolute nonsense to say, oh, it's not named after Braxton or Braxton, the judge's Confederate general. It's mm-hmm. named after some other soldier. Well, they had to hunt and fish for to find those names.
Sure.
They want to name them after the Southerners again. And damn it, we won. The South lost the Civil War.
At least in theory. When Lincoln was assassinated, a Southern slave owner became president, Andrew Johnson, and started systematically rolling things back. Then, thankfully, we got President Grant, who came in and kind of really pushed for Reconstruction. But then, the 1876, it was the knife in the back to Reconstruction with the Tilden Hayes election.
And Woodrow Wilson firing a lot of African Americans that had achieved some measure of success.
Oh, that was just a piece
service.
Of it. I mean, Woodrow Wilson did the screening of Birth of a Nation in the White House. I mean,
yeah.
The recruiting film for the Klan, the film that led to a resurgence of the Klan, which at that point was largely moribund And this was like, what, 1913, something like that, 1914? I mean, it's just wild stuff.
It's ridiculous that they're trying to roll this stuff back. And of course, Fitz, you also penned that Yankees would make good slaves if you caught them young enough.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, that's that worldview. Mark, thanks for the call. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, I'm still back on the Federal Reserve and quantitative tightening. He just announced that he's going to knock it down to only, I think it's about $3 billion per month.
Of tightening or easing?
Of tightening.
Oh, interesting. So he's doing less to slow down the economy, but he hasn't begun stimulating the economy, which is what Trump wants.
Yeah. So, but Trump also wants quantitative tightening to disappear. And so,
right.
And he wants to bring back quantitative easing, which
correct.
Is pumping billions of dollars into the stock market.
Right.
And so in the last 3 weeks, even though he said he's going to take it down to $3 billion per month,
mm-hmm.
in the last 3 weeks, it's less than $1 billion for the last 3 weeks.
Oh,
he's already taken it down.
So he's slowing down the rate at which he's trying to slow down the economy. What, you think he's doing this as a sop to Trump?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when somebody punches you in the face and says, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that, and then they do it 11 times. You know, eventually you have to come
to Jay Powell knows who Trump is. There's no doubt about that.
So in our last 11 recessions, the Republicans gave us 10 of them.
I know.
They're punching us in the face every chance they get.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's that, Larry. I think they actually have a governing philosophy, which is lower taxes and cut government spending, that leads to a reduction in economic activity, and that produces recessions, whereas Democrats have a governing policy, which philosophy, which is raise taxes and spend more money, which leads to stimulation. And that's why 10 out of the last 11 recessions have happened when Republicans were in office, because their policies produce recessions. I mean, you know, I asked ChatGPT a couple of days ago if starting in 1960, I had bought gold at the beginning of every Republican administration and the Dow at the beginning of every Democratic administration, how much money would I have today? And they said that if you invest $1,000, you'd have $78,000 if you had done just gold, $74,000 if you'd done just the Dow, and $1.4 million if you had bought gold during Republican administrations and the Dow during Democrats. In other words, the economy does better, or at least the stock market does better during Democrats. Larry, thank you very much for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And I'm telling you, I wish I had known that back in 1960. I mean, $1,000 from 1960 would be $1.4 million right now if you just followed that investment strategy.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Boxing heavyweight legend George Foreman has died at 76, according to his family on Instagram. Foreman was also known as an entrepreneur, promoting the George Foreman Grill.
When you go to the airport sometime and people stop and say, George, we love the grill. That's greater than them telling me, George, you did a good job becoming a heavyweight champ of the world.
Columbia University is overhauling its rules for student protests and making changes in its Middle Eastern studies.
The Trump administration had pulled $400 million in research grants and threatened even more over the university's handling of protests against Israel's military campaign in Gaza.
CBS's Linda Kenyon. London's Heathrow Airport began limited operations tonight after being shut down with a power outage most of Friday. James Crothers was among thousands of stranded passengers.
Once they're off the flight, they were told to get a hotel room. Some people didn't have enough money to get a hotel room.
It'll take days for Heathrow to get back to full operation. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It looks like there will be a season 3 of Severance, the hit show that dropped its season 2 finale last week. Director and executive producer Ben Stiller say there will not be as long a wait for season 3 after there was a huge gap in between seasons 1 and 2 thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Apple TV show has been a giant hit for the streamer, which shouldn't be a surprise given 35 people have producer credits, including Ben Stiller and star Adam Scott. I'm late to the party and just started season 1. If you want to share your thoughts on Severance or whatever you're watching, tune in to Nightlight and let's discuss. If you're looking to get into the entertainment business but are lacking material, you might be interested in a piece of intellectual property that just hit the market. The rights to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre have become available, and there will most likely be a bidding war between studios and or actors who want a star. Or you. All you need are some deep pockets. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Marquette is eliminated. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles losing tonight to New Mexico, 75-66. Marquette finishes with a season record of 23 wins and 11 losses. The Badgers will play Brigham Young tomorrow night in Denver at 6:25. Wisconsin beating the Montana Grizzlies, 85-66. Head coach Greg Gard able to give all of his guys some playing time, including Carter Gilmore, 8 points, 6 rebounds.
Our bench has been one of our strengths throughout the year. We've gotten great contributions off it. You saw Amos tonight. McGee's done that throughout the year. Janicki's done it at times. And then obviously Gilmore.
NBA, the Bucks rolled over the Lakers in L.A. last night, 118-89. Their road trip continues tomorrow night in Sacramento against the Kings. Women's college hockey, number one ranked Wisconsin against Minnesota tonight in the semifinals of the Frozen Four. The winner advancing to the championship Sunday at the Ritter Arena in Minneapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight looks mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, but cooler, highs to the upper 30s. On Sunday, the wind picks up and rain moves into the area. A high in the upper 40s. Some snow Sunday night.
Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Matt and Air on Air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. I know. It's just all over the world. I mean,
you have to remember Margaret Thatcher, they had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat Harvey Kay will discuss the threats posed to Social Security by the Trump administration. Does calling about missing Social Security payments make you a fraudster? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
In as little as 15 minutes. Have you ever worried about getting coverage with a pre-existing health condition? SelectQuote partners with carriers that provide policies for a variety of health conditions. Head over to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote. They shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Tom. T-H-O-M. SelectQuote.com/Tom. That's SelectQuote.com/Tom.
Because there ain't no choice. You see the storm, you feel the weight, fighting for justice before it's too late. But even warriors need to rest, even lions lay down in their nest. Take a breath, take a break, don't let the fire turn to ash in its wake. Keep the fire. Still their lives, they stack the deck.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Yeah, the weekend is coming, and unless you're going to a demonstration, take good care of yourself, huh? Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, Tom. Excuse me. I was going to say Morales Super Pecunia, which is Latin for morality over money.
Uh-huh. I like it.
Okay. Well, I think that people should be dealing with money and the power of it and be nauseated by all the billions of dollars at this point, and I hope it would turn against them. The thing is that worries me the most, though, is with the pardon power and the immunity from the courts, they can do anything they want, and they won't get in trouble or go to jail.
That is a concern.
Walk around with a warhead.
Right. The most powerful weapon that Judge Boasberg or any of these federal judges have is to hold Trump's lawyers in contempt and order them to be personally fined or jailed. And Trump may have the ability between the pardon power and the immunity the Supreme Court gave him. And we don't know yet, how far that immunity extends beyond him. In other words, to people who execute orders that he gives, for example. He may have some protections here that no other president has ever had, and there's certainly no president should ever have.
Right. But, I'm nervous because this can't go on, and I have to think that people will start hating the billionaires like they did in the 50s and 60s, and they made fun of them. Yeah. With the Beverly Hills.
Well, they really did in the 1890s and in the 1930s. You had the President of the United States in both cases. Grover Cleveland in 1887 in his State of the Union address, he said the corporations have their boot, the iron heel of their boot on the neck of the average American. He said corporations, which should be the carefully restrained servants of the people, have become their masters. I mean, it's an amazing State of the Union address in which, the only Democrat to be president, after Andrew Johnson left in the late 19th century, or 1900s, 19th century, excuse me, saying those kind of things. And then, of course, you know, you had Franklin Roosevelt in the 30s constantly talking about the economic royalists, you know, these economic royalists, you know, et cetera. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think that sentiment is already here, Bill. I think Americans increasingly are fed up with the massive income inequality that we have in this country and the 1,500 or so billionaires basically having their way all the time, you know, doing whatever they want. Mm-hmm. I just think, I think it's coming to an end.
If they can deal with Citizens United and they can deal with, getting rid of money out of politics and realize that corporations are not people. There weren't corporations when the union was founded.
The key to the whole thing is reversing this corrupt or the series of corrupt decisions, you know, Buckley, Bilotti, Citizens United, and McCutcheon, reversing these decisions legislatively. Yeah, I'm with you. Bill, thank you very much. Michael in Greenville, South Carolina. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Ohio gozaimasu, Thomas-san.
Arigato gozaimasu. No, it's been a long time since I studied Japanese. I'm sorry. I used to do business in Japan.
I'm a retired Army Sergeant, Desert Storm veteran. I served two tours in Camp Sama, Japan, which may well be where your father served.
Could be. I never got the name of the camp. I have pictures of him there, but I don't know exactly where it was.
It's where when you see pictures of Emperor Hirohito on a white stallion, that was a half mile from my barracks.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I've never seen that. But yeah, my dad was the lifeguard for the officers' club. Tough work.
Yeah, it may have been Camp Sama.
Yeah.
But anyways. I subscribe to the headlines from the Tokyo Times or Japan Times, and their top story this morning was Hegseth will pull back U.S. support in Japan, U.S. troops in Japan.
Really?
Washington Post today says Elon is at the Pentagon to talk about China.
Yep, I know.
Today.
The New York Times was the one that broke that story last night. Yeah, and Elon Musk makes more cars in China than he does here in the United States, and he sells more cars in China than he does in the United States or Chinese manufactured cars. He has borrowed money from China. He has huge financial interests there. He has argued that China should seize Taiwan and run it like they used to run Hong Kong, you know, we all know how that worked out for Hong Kong. This is just wrong, Michael. It sounds to me like Trump is getting ready to stab Taiwan in the back.
Absolutely. And also, Tom, when you have appearances on other media, like with Ali, which is great, would you post those on your Substack?
Sure. Well, if I have, if they're over the weekend, I usually mention it in the Saturday report. If it's some random thing throughout the week, occasionally, I'll pop up someplace and CNN has had me on a couple times to debate conservatives. I don't know if they'll do it again. I'm not sure how well it went for them, but we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't roll over easily.
All right. Thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you, Michael. Good to hear from you, and thanks for listening to SiriusXM. Al in Franklin Park, Illinois, listening to WCPT. Hey, Al, what's up?
Good afternoon, Tom.
Hey.
I wanted to talk a little bit about how we got here. And that has to do with terrestrial TV and Christian nationalism and right-wing broadcast and how that's something that no one's really talking about that much because that's a real playground right now. It's been taken over completely by the right-wing right now.
Yeah.
And that's
a process that started in the 1960s with William F. Buckley's show Firing Line on PBS. And Joe Pyne. Remember the old Joe Pyne show?
I'm sorry, I do not remember that show.
You're not old enough.
It's just really interesting because we have Daystar TV, we have TBN, and they brag about where we are in the end times, and they are all pro-Trump, and it is just something that they have a big following, and
they think Trump is the guy who's going to lead us to the return of Jesus, because he's going to oversee that war on the plain of Armageddon, where you know only 144,000 Jews survive it, and they all convert to Christianity, and Jesus reappears in the sky, and it comes down, and everything is new, and everybody pops up out of their graves. I mean, this whole kind of weird rapture ideology that really didn't even exist in Christianity until the 1900s. Or the 1800s, excuse me, the late 1800s, the late 19th century. So, it's a problem, shall we say?
It's just that there are a lot of people following this and believing this and all these mega churches.
Oh, Hal Lindsey, catapulted this theory into prominence. And then the Left Behind series, I forget the author's names now, but between Hal Lindsey, the late great Planet Earth, and the Left Behind books, that's probably 80% of the entire campaign to build that into Christianity. Al, I got to run. Thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Yeah, it's all about fear and retribution and an angry God and all this kind of stuff. It's really not healthy stuff. I don't think Jesus would have anything to do with it. Attention tax accountants. Tax season is here, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know the pressure is on. Long hours and tight deadlines make this time of year a challenge for even the most seasoned tax professionals. So wouldn't it be great if you could accomplish hours of research in mere seconds? Well, you can with Blue Jay, the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with a touch of a button. Ask a complex tax question, and Blue Jay gives you better tax answers in seconds. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology built with a library of only the most trusted tax resources, updated daily to keep up with changes in tax. For a limited time, save 40% off at BlueJ.com/start now. That's BLUE, the letter J.com/start now. Or text my name, Tom, THOM, to 511-511. Blue Jay, generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, save by texting my name, Tom, to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe you should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And
I think so.
We, the people, should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Barry Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on waukradio.com/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, as they make up about 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also completely flavorless. You can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula. It's more bioavailable, mixes better than other brands, no clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our morning coffees. We love it. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call to talk with a real human being with questions on usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. So visit getnativepath.com/Hartman. Get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's, H-A-R-T-M-A-N. And getnativepath.com/Hartman to get your special discounts on 3 and 6 packs. Check it out.
Crying in the cold. A mother holds her daughter. Tired and old, the promise of a nation carved deep in stone feels like it's cracking, like we're losing our home. The soul of America is breaking.
Past the hour, picking up your calls here, Anything Goes Weekend. Rosemary in Lyle, Washington. Hey, Rosemary, what's up?
Hi, I'm calling today about the rule of law and how Trump is jeering at the judges, and his top officials are saying they don't care what the judges think.
Yeah.
There's an article that I read. And I didn't believe it, so I went to the Washington State Attorney General's webpage, and it's true. On March 10th, the Washington Attorney General filed a lawsuit against Adams County Sheriff's Office.
This is Washington State?
Yes.
Not Washington, D.C. Okay, keep going.
Nick Brown, Washington State Attorney General. Mm-hmm. Filed a suit against Adams County Sheriff for illegally collaborating with federal immigration officials.
Oh, interesting.
So
it's illegal in Washington State. Huh.
Yes.
That's good. That's a start.
It says that the sheriff's office illegally held people in custody based only on their immigration status.
Mm-hmm.
They routinely gave immigration officials confidential information on hundreds of Washingtonians. And all of this violates the law.
Yeah. Well, and there's a reason for that law, too, Rosemary. And I think a lot of people hearing this conversation might go, hey, you know, oh, Rosemary and Tom just want a lot of people here without documentation, you know, and not do anything about it. No, that's not the point. The point is that if you've got federal officials, you know, being in this country without documentation is not a crime. It's not prosecuted in a criminal statute. It is a civil infraction. You know, the kind of thing for which there are fines, and there can be jail, and there can be deportation. But, you know, it's not specifically a crime. So when you have local officials participating with federal immigration officials, you know, identifying people who are here without documentation, the net effect of that is it causes communities of undocumented people to stop turning to law enforcement when they are being harassed, when they're being raped, when they're being killed, when they're being robbed. It encourages predators to go after, mostly white men, to go after minority communities and to engage in things like, you know, rape and murder and robbery and burglary, because they know that there will be no consequence. These people are afraid to turn them into the local authorities because the local authorities are working with ICE. Whereas in those, and that's the whole rationale for the sanctuary city thing, is that, you know, we get it, that there's people who are not here, people who are here who should not be here. And it's the job of the federal government to find them and take them out of here. But when, you know, but don't get us involved, the local police authorities, because we need to be there for the community, you know, when somebody's shooting it up. We need to be there for the community when somebody's selling drugs into it. We need to be there for the community when you know, there's a serial killer loose or something. We need the community to trust us as local police. Am I making sense, Rosemary?
Yes, absolutely. The lawsuit is to enforce the Keep Washington Working Act, which the legislature passed bipartisan support in 2019, specifically for the reasons that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
So the Attorney General says that Washington has the right and responsibility to decide for itself how to use its resources.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Adams County Sheriff was paying for all of this out of the county fund.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And see, that's the problem with that is that once the word spreads in the undocumented community in Adams County that the sheriff can't be trusted, you know, what's going to happen is that, you know, they're going to be terrified, and you're going to have predators come in and start, you know, actually preying on these people. I mean, exploiting them, using them, abusing them, robbing them, killing them, raping them, whatever it may be, because they know they can do it and get away with, you know, with no punishment, because the people are just, you know,
right,
they're afraid of the police themselves. That's wrong. It just should not be. There's a reason why we need to split federal law enforcement, which deals with immigration issues, and state and local law enforcement, which has nothing to do with immigration issues, apart. Rosemary, thank you for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour here. We'll be back on the other side. What's the Trump budget going to do to the bottom 40% of Americans?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we've got Angela Lang from Block here as our co-host for the day. Also, Representative Darren B. Madison. And this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinere on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. 76-year-old boxing champion turned entrepreneur George Foreman has died. His family made the announcement on social media. Russ Thaler of CBS Sports has more on the champ.
George Foreman won a gold medal at the 1968 Olympics in Mexico City, turning pro the following year, and he won his first heavyweight championship in 1973 with a stunning second-round knockout of the previously unbeaten Joe Frazier. He lost that title to Muhammad Ali the very next year in the legendary Rumble in the Jungle. However, Foreman became the oldest heavyweight champion in boxing history at the age of 45 when he knocked out Michael Moore in 1994.
George Foreman's cause of death was not announced. The Trump administration is revoking legal protections for hundreds of thousands of Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans, telling them to leave the country.
President Trump's latest move to crack down on immigration has set its sights on immigrants